This morning, Spain's prime minister announced new tax hikes, salary cuts, and spending cuts aimed at saving about $80 billion. Those changes are the terms of Spain's financial bailout. The changes are also bad news for people who rely on unemployment benefits and other government programs. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid on a family of nine that has been surviving on benefits and on one salary.
With a quarter of Spaniards out of work, more parents pick up their kids from school themselves in the middle of what would have been a work day. Fathers like José Ramón Fernández retrieving nine-year-old María Carmen, one of his five kids. Walking up to the school, he explains how he lost his construction job a year ago.
Construction used to fuel this country, but it's gone, along with my job. After work, we all used to go for a beer. Without customers, the bar with five employees had to lay off two of them. That's how the crisis spreads.
Jose's wife, Tanya Maroto, is pushing a stroller with her five-month-old and also a wheelchair. Tanya hasn't worked in 15 years since their eldest daughter, Bea, was born with a neurological disorder.
I have five kids, and my daughter is disabled, so it's virtually impossible for me to work outside the home.
And thanks to government aid, she doesn't have to. The state recognizes that Tanya is the primary caregiver for her disabled daughter and sends a monthly check for the girl's expenses. When Jose lost his job, the family thought they'd have to move to a cheaper apartment. His unemployment check can't cover the rent. But the government stepped in again, taking over their lease. They qualify because of their lack of income and their daughter's disability. They need an elevator. So the state pays their rent and also gives about $700 a month in spending money. Unemployment compounds this family's troubles, but it doesn't leave them in the street. They certainly don't live in luxury, an 800-square-foot apartment for seven people. Tanya's parents are next door, and her father's factory paycheck is the only salary for all nine of them. Without government benefits, Tanya says they'd never get by.
What my father earns should be to cover my parents' needs. Whenever they're able to help me, they do, and I do the same for them. But we'd never arrive at the end of the month with enough money for all of us.
This safety net Tanya and Jose rely on is the heart of Europe's post-war welfare state. And there are fears that it's now being chipped away. Seniors will soon have to fork over a small copay for medicines. But virtually free health care, benefits for the elderly and disabled, plus unemployment, are largely untouched in Spain, at least so far. Another aspect key to Spain's economic survival is the family unit. Like Tanya, who lives next door to her parents, it's not uncommon for kids to live with their parents or grandparents well into adulthood, in good times and in bad. Those close family ties help the country cope with 25% unemployment and double that rate for young people, says economist Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School.
Either one member of the family supports, but sometimes even grandparents with their pensions are supporting other families where none have employment. So there's this family network, let's say, that also tends to alleviate to some extent the impact of very high unemployment.
As Jose and Tanya walk from school to school, picking up one kid after another, they try to count, with a little help from nine-year-old María Carmen, how many of their other relatives have work.
Right now, the vast majority of us are unemployed.
One salary for nine people is not typical, but it's also not as rare as you might think. Government figures show 1.5 million Spanish households are without a single wage earner. That's in a country of about 47 million people. So most Spaniards probably know at least one family that's getting by like this. With all five kids now in tow, Jose and Tanya lift Bea's wheelchair onto a city bus. The family's heading to a restaurant they've heard is hiring. Jose goes in to inquire about a kitchen job, but then comes back out, dejected. Turns out it was just a rumor, no jobs here. But Jose manages to look on the bright side.
At least I have time for my kids. I can spend the whole day entertaining them.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.